The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
My husband, DJ Automatic, had a miserable flight, and I think he needs to let it off his chest. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I don't think it was horrible. It wasn't the worst, but I will say, me and this guy, we had a perfect situation going on. He was a pretty big guy. He was on the aisle. I'm a pretty decent-sized person. I'm on the window. And then this other pretty decent-sized person comes and wants to sit in between us. She just decided she was going to spread out. That, you know, like the middle became her her domain. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, like where they start doing the armrest thing and they start fighting you for position. And I can't really jockey for position with a woman because I'm not going to elbow her. I'm not going to like try to.
That's right.
I'm not going to try to assert dominance.
Yeah, exactly, but, DJ Automatic, because you're a gentleman.
Yeah, it made for an uncomfortable space.
But the middle row should get the, that's the whole point of getting the clear advantage of the armrest.
Do you get both armrests?
Yeah, you get both armrests.
Oh, absolutely. I agree, Anthony.
Plane, yes. Similar protocol to a bus. If you're sitting in the middle, you should be able to sprawl out a little bit.
And that's the best way to describe an airplane. It's a tiny bus. It's a smaller bus. The seats are even tinier than mm-hmm. being on a bus or a train. Maybe the city bus. Whatever you're riding, just imagine it being really small.
The city bus is its own beast.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, you're right.
Somebody sits that close to me on the metro. And
yeah. I sat next to somebody's crotch.
Oh, my gosh. It's like that, though.
Yeah, it's like
so,
that.
So, you know, a plane's like that. So I don't mind being small. I know you said that the woman was not small, and so it made you uncomfortable.
It wasn't like she was huge. She was just a bigger person.
And she was spreading out.
She deserved that. Yeah, no remorse for, like, her space.
Why would she? She's in the middle. When I'm in the middle, I can't stand it because the two people on the side put their feet under my seat. It's just so uncomfortable. I deserve the most room.
You guys are just all three burly Americans.
That's what it was.
Yeah. Overweight Americans.
Yeah.
This is why I don't mind being small, though, in short. I used to whine. I'm not going to grow anymore, Nana. I'm not going to grow anymore, mm-hmm. Mom. Now I'm happy with my 5'2 self because when I get on a plane or a train or a bus or whatever, people comment, oh, I'm so glad that you're small. In fact, the last flight I took back here to Houston, the gentleman to my right said, I'm so glad you're small. I said, thank you. Proceeded to cover my head with the DCS hoodie and went to sleep.
Oh,
you know, I didn't spread out. I just fell asleep and minded my own business.
That's some good silver lining in this short situation right there, too.
Yes.
You know, that makes up for having to have a footstool, right?
Footstool in every room, Anthony.
Oh, in every room.
Every room.
We have a little step ladder in every room.
Yes. Little two-step and three-step, depending on what room.
Do you ever feel like you're not taken seriously because of your shortness?
Yes, DJ Automatic. Yes.
That's a wild question.
But it's true. True, because I am very small. We'll go visit schools. I love going into the schools and reading and volunteering. It is not cool.
What class are you in, little girl?
Sixth graders are taller than me. So it's like, what's going on? But I think it's, I think, honestly, it's because kids are bigger today.
Oh.
That's my theory anyway.
No, they're not any bigger.
What does that have to do with you being short?
It's just me. I'm short, huh?
Yeah.
I like being short. Automatic, obviously, you don't mind it. You married me.
You're my short queen.
I love that right there. Okay. National Day, Anthony A.
All right. Today we're going to celebrate a schoolyard game that was invented over 100 years ago in Cincinnati, Ohio. It is National Kickball Day.
Oh, let's go.
Cincinnati's claim to fame there, huh?
Yeah, that is, right? Shout out to all the homies who step up in steel-toe boots to kick the ball.
Oh, I hated those kids. Those were the worst, but I was a kind of a chubby kid, so I would catch him, he would hit my belly, and I felt no pain.
Extra padding.
And shout out to the adult kickball leagues too. Those are a fun way to socialize.
They were cool, and then they tried to sign me up for one, and they sent me emails for like 6 years.
Oh no!
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of our moms who listens, she said her husband doesn't think that their son should go Easter egg hunting anymore because he's 12.
Oh,
and I thought that was absolutely insane.
Mm. I think it's right.
Why is that? I know why, Otto. What's the cutoff age for you?
10.
That's ridiculous.
And once you hit double digits, it's over with.
Oh.
As somebody who had 36 first cousins and had some Easter egg hunts, I will tell you this. By the time I hit double digits, I was stiff-arming kids into the bushes at that point.
What does your grandparents' reproducing habits have to do with me hunting for eggs?
Thank you, Anthony.
Because I have a lot of experience in Easter egg hunts.
Oh.
Dana over here was an only child, so
are
she
you
doesn't.
Are you the bunny?
I might as well be.
But why the cutoff date at that age?
Because
it's so
that's
little.
What makes it fair. Because when you have a 3-year-old going for eggs, it's not okay for a 12-year-old to be after the same egg.
I think 10 years old is prime Easter egg hunting age. I think by between
that's the cutoff age.
Between I think that's a prime age. I think 12 is a cutoff age. Once you get into teens, 13, 17, 15, you're hiding the
12
egg.
12 is
you're
too old.
No, I think 12, you're definitely on the older
12,
end.
12, you already know what your 40 time is.
You're already looking at the retirement, you know, aspect of Easter egg hunting.
I don't think so. I think that you let the littles out first, okay? You have to have some kind of structure here. Now, I, as you said, automatic, am an only child. So my Easter egg hunting was different. We would go to the church and look around there or whatever. But when I would go home, my Nana would find the, you know, hide the eggs in the backyard. I would take my time.
Well, yeah.
Look around. You know,
that's the story of your life. That's why you eat so slow and you just move slow.
Because I knew that I was the only one eating the eggs. No pressure.
Competing against your shadow?
It was just me competing against me.
That's what's up, dog.
How dare you take away the joy from a child? This is still a little person.
It could be that I'm bitter because I remember when they retired me from the Easter egg hunt.
Well, why did they retire you, Automatic? Tell the story. Now, there we go.
I'm at an Easter egg hunt for the church and they just put in this like big open field. And they just had like little bunches of candy eggs all over.
Oh, so you just threw them out there.
But I was like, candy eggs? Oh, I'm going for it. And there's all there's like, I mean, there's 100 kids. So I'm pushing kids out the way. I'm going after it. I'm probably 10, 11 years old, just scooting everything up.
Yes.
And and I got retired because I was a little too aggressive.
Yeah.
Explain aggressive, DJ Automatic.
Elbows out. Yeah. Slide it on kids.
Were you stiff-arming people?
I mean, if a 3-year-old got in my way, I might jump over her.
Oh, my gosh. Jumping over them, though, not knocking them down.
I'm sure I didn't do that.
No, I think you did. I mean, especially, I think it gets a little dicier on what Dana's like separation plan.
Don't you think that, okay, you let the littles out.
Money eggs. If like my stepfamily, they would always have one money egg. And that's where it got super competitive. So I think if that's a situation, then yeah, there should definitely be a clear breakup.
If there's a money egg, yeah, there have to be separation of age groups.
Well, now the money egg now is just a box, a dozen of regular eggs.
Yeah, you don't even need any money in there.
I have the card in right now.
Go get the eggs. Did you ever have money eggs? Would you fight for them?
That wasn't a thing until I moved to New Mexico. They didn't do the money eggs in Minnesota.
Mm.
Your family was rich. They didn't do no money eggs automatic?
No. My grandma was rich. So.
Don't act like
but she was like the cheapest person ever. The most money she ever gave me in my life was $15.
Oh,
what?
Out of my entire life. At
You're
one
kidding.
Time, the most amount of money my grandma ever gave me was $15.
Cash or check?
Check.
I knew it because he's a grandma right there. Did you guys have money eggs entered your house?
Yes, there's actually a big money egg scandal. I found the money egg one year because nobody could find it. Nobody.
How
knew
old
where,
were you?
I definitely was in my middle school years.
Okay.
But the big scandal became because nobody could find it. So the Easter egg hunt went into the evening and then my cousin Ivan shined a flashlight into the corner and that's where I saw it.
So you saw the egg?
Yes, but there was a big scandal. I had to split it up with all my cousins and everything.
Why was there a scandal? You're the one who found it.
Because I quote unquote got help from Ivan with the flashlight.
Oh,
we had a scandal when it came to the money egg.
You didn't even have to tell me you came from a Mexican family because you're doing the Easter egg hunt at night.
Yeah, there it is.
How much did you have to split with the other kids?
Oh, it was something under like $40. So.
Oh, dang. Yeah. I think the most money egg we've ever done for our kids was $5.
I was going to say, if it's $40, no wonder there was a scandal. I'd have fought you too.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I was working out in the gym and the man next to me, his phone was blowing up. I mean, the dings, to the point that he apologized. He said, I'm so sorry, my ex won't leave me alone. And I thought, oh my gosh. And I said, it's okay. It's all right. Kept going off. He finally says, I'm done with this. Does something to the phone. And he says, I blocked her. I apologize once again. I said, all right, we good. You know, I'm on the elliptical.
On your behalf?
Yes, because Otto, I'm not exaggerating. It probably went off every 2 minutes for 40 minutes. She is just blowing this man up, okay? So then there's silence, and I'm on the elliptical. He's on the treadmill running. He's doing his thing. And then the phone starts blowing up again. She started using someone else's phone to text him and call him. And then she leaves a message, a voicemail. I hear the ding go off. I said, oh my God, this woman called and left like a 4-minute voice message. They're like 78 years old.
What?
This couple. Well, the man is anyway, 78, 80 years old. Very fit. Don't get me wrong. Jerome was very fit. This is his name. He introduced himself to me.
Of course he did.
Well,
this grandpa doesn't have good intentions. He's trying he's trying to.
Yeah, I was going to say, he might be laying groundwork for you.
That's
Dan.
What I think he's doing. That's maybe what I think he's doing here.
Yeah, I didn't even think about it.
He's trying to play off this fake girlfriend that's blowing him up. He's like, look how desired I am.
No, this is not a fake girlfriend. This woman is his ex-wife. So Jerome says she believes her own lies. She's such a liar. She believes her own lies. And I said, Jerome,
hold on. How much did you guys talk?
A lot.
Now it feels like you guys are okay. Here we go.
A lot, because he's completely embarrassed. The man's turning beet red, you know, and he keeps blocking, whatever the case is. I said, Jerome, how long have you been separated? He said, 13 years. I said, Jerome, you know why your ex keeps calling you and texting you? Because you keep answering, sir.
Are you sure he's just not her emergency contact and she was reaching out for some type
absolutely
of...
No,
nothing? All right.
He keeps going on. This woman, you know, she believes her own lies. She's such a good liar. I don't know if she's lying or not. And she keeps calling. And then I said, Jerome, 13 years later, I mean, what's going on here? And he said, well, truth be told, Dana, she's a beautiful woman. I said, Jerome.
Hello.
Toxic.
Jerome's putting it down still. Okay, I get it.
Toxic. I thought, in my mind, I always thought you reach a certain age and the toxicity, the toxico just goes away, right? You're mature enough to understand.
Obviously not.
No, all hope gone.
Yeah,
after watching Jerome and his, I didn't even ask him what his ex-wife's name was. I'm going to ask next time.
I seen my grandma grill her boyfriend at the time about the woman at the bingo hall.
What happened, Anthony?
She says, hey, whose dabber are you using over there?
Yeah.
I seen you grab Margaret's dabber a couple times. So I just think, you know, you could be toxic until the day you go. You know, that's just the way you live your life. And Jerome obviously has not stopped playing since the 90s, and he's going to keep it going.
Jerome likes it.
Yeah.
Anyone who
Jerome needs companionship, okay? And there's nothing wrong with some companionship. I'm on Jerome's side. If he likes to keep that around and still likes to shop around, good for Jerome. You only live one life.
No, it's not good. How is he supposed to move on and find somebody else when he's still entertaining the ex-wife?
Why move on?
I have a feeling Jerome's entertaining many women.
That's right. Yeah, she's just the one in the, I don't know what you call a stable that old. I don't think
she's in the DMs. No, that's what she's doing. She's sliding into the DMs now.
Also, hey, I'm kind of proud that they could slide into DMs and they're able to use this much technology. My grandma can't do that.
Well, what happened with Jerome? He didn't ask you for your number, did he?
No, automatic, he didn't. But he did walk me to the elevator.
Of course he did.
Oh, yeah.
Rode the elevator up with me.
I was laying groundwork. I knew it.
Jerome is a gentleman from London.
Soon. Even more. I mean, he has an accent too.
He does.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Khloe Kardashian just admitted something about her marriage to Lamar Odom on the Call Her Daddy podcast. We're going to play the audio. I am not very proud of Khloe at this moment, but first, Anthony, celebrity birthdays.
All right, we have Jennifer Garner celebrating her birthday, Victoria Beckham, and... oh, Redman celebrating his birthday.
Woo!
I knew there was somebody else.
Time for some action.
Okay, so Khloe Kardashian sat down for the Call Her Daddy podcast and revealed that she chose violence. The first time she caught Lamar stepping out on her.
He was doing his thing and he went down to some motel in downtown LA and was with a girl. I saw in the window that him and this girl, they were either naked or she was in lingerie, something like that. I knocked on the door. They answered it for some reason. And I just started going ballistic. The next day, it was Penelope's birthday party and it was a cowboy party and my knuckles were all bloody and gross. And I just had bandanas wrapped around. I was on theme and I acted as if nothing ever happened.
She beat her husband up, and I do not condone this.
I don't think she beat her husband up. I think she beat the girl up.
Somebody paid that, and it's never okay to dirty your hands for somebody else. It's never okay to hurt somebody else. Everybody's laughing at this. If the tables had been turned, we'd be having a different discussion. I mean that. It's not okay. Do I understand she's upset? Yes, because... Lamar Odom worth, I don't know, $150 million is at a motel, not a hotel. So you're talking, it's dirty.
Yeah.
You know, it's scrungy.
I imagine he goes to a nice motel.
There is no nice motel.
I think one thing we learned about Lamar is he's a dirty guy.
Yeah.
His standards aren't very... He was a dirty guy, though.
This is all like a long time ago.
He now sleeps with a blow-up doll that looks like Khloe. The man is still dirty.
Clean. Clean.
Hopefully he cleans it. Hopefully he cleans it.
We don't know that.
I mean, he stayed at motels. There's a good chance.
And motels are scary. Do you remember, DJ Automatic, my mom and myself and my stepdad, my dad Adolfo, were traveling, and they rented a motel. They rent motels. I'm walking upstairs to my motel, because the difference between a motel and a hotel is the motel you enter from the outside. And this man sees me, follows me up there, and starts knocking on my door. I had to call police.
So imagine how frightened Lamar Odom was when she knocked on his door. Like, yeah, who's really just, yeah.
Caught him off guard.
You're right, Dana, it is scary.
I still think what she did was wrong. Do you agree? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ed Sheeran, definitely one of the biggest artists in the world. Let's talk about the fact that he's collabed with Beyonce. He's collabed with Lil Baby. And now he's throwing out what his favorite hamburger is.
Nope.
I'll tell you now after Anthony A. gives us famous people's birthdays.
All right. We have Redman celebrating his birthday. Jennifer Garner and Victoria Beckham also celebrating a birthday.
All right. So Ed Sheeran, one of the most talented men in the industry, is revealing his favorite burger. It is not McDonald's. It is not In-N-Out. And it's not from across the pond. Take a listen.
Whataburger in Texas. I think that burger bangs the most. In terms of all the burgers that I've had, Whataburger bangs.
And you have to take it from Ed Sheeran, that in 100% fact, because he's traveled the world, okay, not just the country. The man has traveled every single country all over this planet Earth, and Whataburger is the best. In fact, Travis Scott used to say Whataburger was his favorite, and I know this because I sat down with him until McDonald's wrote the check, but he said Whataburger is the best.
Still sounds like Ed Sheeran wants to a burger, though.
It does not.
I think he just learned that slang term in America.
He is banging. He learned it from Lil Baby. That's who he learned it from. It's big meat. I like my burgers big. Automatic makes such a great burger. He is the...
I thought you were going to say I have big meat.
Yeah, that was wild, bro. Yeah. That was crazy. Was like, open amazing. Up.
Well, dude, that too. That but no, when he makes his hamburgers, he makes them big and fat and juicy on the grill. Anthony, he puts egg in them. They're so good.
Ed
I know.
Sheeran would want to bang my burger.
He would. He would say Automatic's got a big banging burger. When it comes to fast food, don't you think that's the best, though? Top three?
I think it depends on where you're at, and I think each burger has a nostalgia appeal to it. So I've come to learn the...
You're Burger Switzerland?
Yes, I am. I've come
you're
to
neutral?
Learn that. Yes, I've learned In-N-Out's a great experience. You get there early, it's good. Now you're lacking the fries, but other than that, I love In-N-Out. And you can't go wrong with Sonic or McDonald's.
So you like them all?
I love them all. Dude. I love a burger.
You know what?
Yeah, you're
a burger.
Every burger.
All burgers. I'm all the burgers.
All right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
An April Fool's food joke was so popular on the timeline, the company has decided to make this candy. So I'll tell you what it is. Well, Otto Will in Food News. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
I'm trying to get Automatic and Anthony A to take their ancestry DNA. And if for no other reason, how about dual citizenship? Most countries are allowing you to be a citizen if you can prove that your family comes from that part of the world through an ancestry DNA test. Automatic, I've been telling you, I want to buy property in Mexico, but you have to be a citizen. You can lease it, like for long periods of time, but we can actually own it. Well, I'm going to become a Mexican citizen, dual citizen, and we can live on the beach.
I mean, let's see how this whole tariff thing works out.
But no, but aren't you German and Irish?
Yeah, I don't know what I am. I've never taken the test. Well, but
now we can be dual citizens wherever you're
there you
from.
Go, do it.
Let's do it.
Bro. Nobody wants beachfront property in Ireland.
No. We can river dance. You're known for rivers.
Ireland is really nice, though.
I've never been. I mean, hopefully at some point I'll get to check it out.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be amazing? So let's take the test and find out if you qualify
like
for dual
passive,
citizenship.
This is the most aggressive way to deport people ever.
I know.
It's crazy, dog.
Anthony, you're not lying. I'm a little scared right now. All right, what do we have for food news? DJ Automatic.
So on April Fool's Day, Reese's tricked fans by saying they were getting into the peanut butter and jelly game.
Okay.
People got really excited. And they were like, wait, we might have something here. So Reese's is actually putting out a peanut butter and jelly kit, which comes with chocolatey bread, peanut butter, strawberry or grape spread, and it's all going to... And then they also get a peanut butter cup with that.
Is the peanut butter like dirt? Like what's in between
it's
the Reese's pieces?
Yes, it's the peanut butter that's inside.
No. So wait, you're describing like... You're also saying that there's like going to be a jar. Like I could put this on a sandwich.
Yeah, well, this comes with chocolate bread. And then it comes with what Dana calls dirt, the creamy Reese's peanut butter stuff.
Tell me that it doesn't feel like dirt when you put Reese's pieces in your mouth. I'm sorry. I eat the edge of the Reese's peanut butter cup and I leave the middle for automatic.
Oh my God. They're going to send you to another country for that. That's crazy.
Anthony.
You eat around?
Yes.
Whoa.
And I barely even like the chocolate on the edges.
Deported.
Anyway.
All right.
I hate y'all.
You can get it at shop.hershey's.com.
Anthony, give me National Day. Gosh.
We have National Blah 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 Day.
Blah Blah Blah. What's next?
And it's also National High Five Day. So if you want to nail a perfect high five, all you got to do is look at the other person's elbow when you're given a high five. You'll never miss.
I think this might be the most important information you've ever given me.
Oh my gosh. Dude, he told me like
3 years ago, and I haven't missed a high five since.
I promise you that.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
My girlfriends are having a little bit of trouble finding the right one. They're on these dating apps, and I think I figured out why. And it came to me when you talked earlier about your airplane fiasco automatic.
How did me having to sit next to a bigger person in the middle seat have anything to do with you and your friends?
Because then it spun into me being short and people, you know, whether it's an airplane, train, bus, whatever, the metro, we could be riding the metro. They don't mind me sitting next to him because I'm short. My girlfriends are being too picky. They won't date anyone who's shorter than them.
Oh, that's where you're going with it.
I think that's a big mistake.
Yeah.
I think it's super, a big mistake.
Super big mistake. Obviously, if you're looking for love, somebody's height shouldn't matter at all. That's a very shallow situation to be in.
Anthony, thank you. And I always say, it doesn't, you know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. It doesn't matter about shape, size. It matters about the connection. How do you know? I'm not going to put her out there. I'm not going to tell my friend's name. But I said, how do you know you won't like him just because he's shorter?
I like my women bite size. Always have.
But what if you dated a taller woman? I mean, automatically married.
I've never been into tall women. I think it comes down to preference. I think if girls don't like small guys, then they just don't like small guys.
That's not okay to say that.
Yes, it is. It's because it comes down to preference. It's okay to have preference.
Look, there's a reason we talk about short kings. Okay, some of my girlfriends, our good friend Sheila, her parents got married. Her mom, not kidding you, Anthony, 6 foot. Her dad, 5'3".
And look, successfully, happy, married.
25 years they've been married. Come on.
Okay, good for
them. You put stipulations like that.
She didn't have a problem with him being short. There's some women that just don't prefer that.
You don't know, though. You didn't prefer to have a woman who had 2 children prior. You weren't like, I can't wait to marry somebody with 2 kids. Mm. But here we are. You married me. And see,
I got past it. So, yeah, I guess maybe some girls can get past it. But
it's about opening your mind and not putting stipulations on love before you've even figured it out yet.
Some of the greatest men throughout the history of the world have been short. So, like, it's short season now. Kendrick Lamar is firing up his tour.
Lil Wayne's only 5'5".
Lil Wayne's that tall. Kendrick Lamar just did the
big game.
And he's wearing ladies' jeans.
Also,
come on.
How tall are your friends that they're over here complaining about men's height?
The one we're talking about, she's 5'7".
Oh, my God.
What?
No, 5'7". Dude, you're not 5'7". You can't be complaining about men's height if you're 5'7".
She's taller than Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
Well, then, she probably would love to date Kendrick Lamar, but he's in a relationship.
Yeah.
All I know is that if he's 5'5 or 5'6 with a big heart, why not give him a chance? I always say, don't judge a woman by this, that, and the other. How can I push anyone judging a man on his height? It doesn't make any sense.
It's the same thing. Yeah, I agree.
So are you down, Anthony A., with dating a taller woman?
Yeah,
obviously, Automatic said what he said. We're married, so it doesn't even matter. You obviously like me.
I like them bite-sized.
Okay, you would date a woman who's 6'3", Anthony A.
Yes, of course I would. Yes, of course. Yes, more women to love. That's beautiful.
Imagine if they have kids. They could have basketball players.
That sounds wild. But I just think it's more women to love that I could, get in between. And if you like to be a little spoon, I love being a little spoon.
You can
little
opportunity spooner. To be a little spoon. I love that. Absolutely.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.